fl-ewwel parti ta' intervista li għamilt ma' Linda Peak, awtriċi tal-ktieb bl-Ingliż Malta A Childhood Under Siege, għaltinna kif dejjem ridet tikteb l-istorja ta' umma Margaret Staples bħala tifl-Angliża ta' 9 snin waqt it-tieni gwerra dinjija f'Malta. Għaltinna li dan mhux ktieb ta' l-istorja tal-gwerra f'Malta imma aktar storja mill-perspettiva ta' tifla ta' 9 snin kif rat il-gwerra b'xi fatti storiċi ta' dak li seħħ waqt dawn il-bombardamenti fuq Malta. Komplejt nitkellem ma' Linda Peak dwar aktar ġrajitu episodi interessanti li insibu f'dan il-ktieb, inkluż lat ta' ritratt storiċi.
There's about 40 photos. Apart from the cover of the book, they're all in black and white, unfortunately, although many of them were in black and white. The front cover of my book shows the family of seven on the day that they arrived in Malta. Their first house was in Dragonara. So they're standing on the steps of a house in Dragonara. And it was a black and white photograph. And my son, who designed the cover of the book, turned it into a color photo. And if you look closely, you can see that three of the children, the two boys and my mother, are wearing roller skates. And I remember asking my mother about that. And she said, well, we got them for Christmas in England and we boarded the ship. And my grandfather said to the children, you're not allowed to wear your roller skates on board the ship because you're going to knock everybody flying. And so no roller skates on board the ship. So when they arrived in Malta, the first thing they all did was put their skates on. They couldn't wait to use their Christmas present. And so that's why they're wearing roller skates.
I'm glad you mentioned this story, because as I looked at the front page of the book, I said to myself, they had already roller skates in Malta.
No, they brought them with them. Another interesting story, while my mother was sitting for Envin Cremona, she did several sessions where she went to his studio to sit for the portrait. A man who was renting a nearby studio came in. His name was Marco Montebello. And he was talking to Envin Cremona, and he was looking at my mother's hands all the time. And eventually he said, I'm making a statue of St. Teresa for the St. Mary's Parish Church in Attard. I've been commissioned to make it, and I'm looking for special hands, and you have them. And he said, in the old Renaissance paintings, all the women had fingers that were like little legs. They were fat at the top and going down to points at the fingertips. And he said, you don't see very many women these days with those hands. But my mother had them. I don't have them. But that's, her fingers were exactly what he described. And so he said, can I use your hands for the statue? And my mother said, yes, of course. And he said, well, I better ask your father's permission. So he asked my grandfather, and he agreed. And so every time my mother went back to Malta after the war, and when I went to Malta, we always go and say hello to St. Teresa in the Attard Parish Church.
With your mother's hands.
With my mother's hands, yes.
Linda Peak għaltinna li ħafna ritratti li insibu f'dan il-ktieb huma ritratti storiċi bla kulur ħlief il-qoxra li iddisinja t-tifel tagħha. Fil-qoxra naraw il-familja ta' seba meta umma kienet għada tifla dakinhar li waslu Malta. Qegħdin fuq l-għadba ta' l-ewwel dar tagħhom fid-Dragunara. It-tfal libsin ir-roller skates li umma qaltilha li kien ixtralhom missierhom qabel telqu mill-Ingilterra u ma ħalihomx jilbsu fuq il-vapur u għalhekk kienu ħerqana ħafna li jilbsuhom hekk kif waslu Malta. Storja oħra interessanti hija meta om Linda ta' tifla kienet toqgħod biex ipinġija l-artist Envin Cremona, Marco Montebello, li kien joqgħod fl-istess inħawi u kien imur kellem lill-Envin Cremona kien qed jagħmel statwa ta' Santa Teresa għal parroċċa ta' Ħattar Tura li idejn u subajn Margaret kienu l-istess bħal tan-nisa fi żmien ir-Rinaxximent u għalhekk talab lill-missiera biex toqgħodlu ħalli fuq idejja inaqqax idejn Santa Teresa. Kull meta om Linda kienet tmur Malta wara l-gwerra u Linda stess kienet ħobb tinvista lil Santa Teresa f'Ħattart. Staqsejt imbagħad lil Linda jekk Omma tiftakarx u insibux fil-ktib il-wasla tal-konvoj maruf pala il-konvoj ta' Santa Maria tal-15 ta' Awwissu ta' l-1942.
Well, I remember saying to her, "What, you know, if there was bombing going on, why weren't you in the shelters?" And she said, "I think when bombing is going on all the time, people start to become a little blasé, and they realize that the targets were often not where they were, so they stand up on the bastions and watch it like we would watch TV or a movie. They would watch the bombing. But my mother said that when the convoy was coming in, the atmosphere was palpable. It was, you know, they were scared, but they were excited, they were happy, and the cheering and the from both sides, from the troops arriving and from the Maltese people waiting for them, it was amazing. There are a few videos you can find on YouTube from Malta. I found a very good one of the King's visit on Pathé News, and there were thousands of people who came out. It was incredible, really, to see the response of the Maltese people.
And what happened after World War II?
They left at the beginning of 1945, so just before the end of the war. The war in Malta had more or less finished, but the war in Europe still hadn't. They left on a ship and went back to England. My grandmother and the three girls went to Ireland for a year because rationing wasn't so bad there. And my grandmother, of course, had family there. So they went for a year. Also, they didn't have a house to live in. And so until my grandfather was able to buy a house, they went there. So my grandfather went back to work in the Royal Engineers and moved around a bit. And my two brothers were then old enough to sign up. And they both joined the Royal Engineers too. And the last third of my book tells you what happened to each of the seven members of the family after the war. It took its toll. My grandfather had a lot of stress during the war. He was a heavy smoker all his life, and he died of a heart attack when he was 62, which was very sad.
Fil-ktieb Malta, A Childhood Under Siege, insibu kif om Linda Peake tirrakkonta li biżmien anke il-bombi tal-gwerra donnom jindraw u tirrakkonta l-ferħ u l-eċitament mal-wasla tal-konvoj nar Santa Maria ta' l-1942 b'mijiet ta' nies madwar is-swar iċabċbu u jajtu bil-ferħ. Il-familja tom Linda ħallit Malta kmini fl-1945 qabel it-tmim tal-gwerra, meta f'Malta il-gwerra kienet kważi spiċċat u reġgħu lura l-Ingilterra. In-nannu ta' Linda kompla fis-servizz mar-Royal Engineers u t-tsijiet subien li issa kienu kibru wkoll ma damux ma inaqdu fis-servizz. Il-gwerra kellha effett kbir fuq in-nannu ta' Linda u infatti miet b'attakk tal-qalb ta' 62 sena biss. L-aħħar parti tal-ktieb tirrakkonta x'ġara mis-seba' membri tal-familja li spiċċaw Malta waqt il-gwerra. Staqsejt imbagħad jekk għadx reġgħu Malta wara l-gwerra.
Yes, my mother went quite often. Yes. I've only been once in 2017. I'm going again in May. The last week in May this year I'm going to do a book presentation at the Lascaris War Rooms and another one at Miller's bookshop in Valletta. So but my mother went often and maintaining friendships with Maltese people. My grandmother had a very close friend called Dora, and she ran the salt pans. Also, my mother would go back to the school. She stayed in touch with Chiswick House and Tony Shafai, who was my grandfather's batman. We're still in touch with his family, and I talked to his daughter Marlena, who's on Facebook.
When you went to Malta, obviously you visited some of the places your family talked about and where they lived.
Yes, it was. I wrote to the Malta, anyway, the people who are using the house in Floriana, Maison Notre Dame, as offices. I wrote to them and asked if I could come and visit, and they let me walk through the house. It was rather eerie to walk through a house that I'd heard so much about, and to see my mother's bedroom, to see the window that my uncle fell out of and broke his back. It was quite impressive. And visiting all the places. And when I saw the Lascaris war rooms, I felt very proud that my grandfather had designed them.
Om Linda baqgħet tmur Malta ta' spiss wara li reġgħu lura l-Ingilterra minn Malta wara l-gwerra. Baqgħet iżżomm kuntatt mal-ħbieb li kellha fosthom ċerta dura li kellhom is-salini tal-melħ. Linda Peak marret Malta darba biss u issa se terġa' tkun Malta fl-aħħar ta' Mejju biex tippreżenta l-ktieb tagħha Malta A Childhood Under Siege fit-tnedija fl-Lascaris War Rooms u f-Millers fil-Belt Valletta. Tgħidilna li marret iżżur id-dar fil-Floriana fejn għexet il-familja tagħha li llum tintuża bħala uffiċini u ħassita gburija iżżur Lascaris War Rooms li iddisinja n-nannu tagħha. Fl-aħħar tlabta biex tgħidilna xi ħaġa dwarha stess.
Yes, I was born in England and I joined the Foreign Office and my first overseas posting was to Geneva. And there I met an Australian diplomat and we married, moved to Canberra, and the rest, as they say, is history. During his career, he's now retired from that, but during his 40-year career, we had postings in Israel, Malaysia, South Africa, Chile, Paris, and Copenhagen, with Canberra in between each one. So we moved a lot. We have three grown-up children, and they're all married, and we have six grandchildren. Each couple has two. We're now permanently settled back in Canberra. And I run my own business. I handle frozen fruit and vegetables, juices, purees, concentrates from various countries into Australia and New Zealand by shipping container. So I'm a middle person handling the shipping and sending samples and all that sort of thing. I work from home and I love it. I also write a food blog, which is called Cafe Cat. I've been writing that since 2011. And it's recipes, quick and easy recipes. And because as the wife of an ambassador, my husband was ambassador in the last three postings, you do a lot of entertaining and you build up a repertoire of good recipes.
You've launched the book in Canberra and in Sydney. You had some very good feedback from the Maltese community.
Yes, I went to Sydney at the Maltese Community Centre of New South Wales in Parramatta West. There was a very good turnout and most of the audience had Maltese connections. They had either been there themselves, there were some quite elderly people, or they had heard stories from their parents and their grandparents. And when after my presentation, I read a chapter from the book, and you could have heard a pin drop. And when I finished, there wasn't a dry eye in the room.
Where is the book available from?
The book is available online from Amazon and all the other usual platforms. In Canberra, it's available in about six shops, including the Australian War Memorial gift shop and the National Library shop. In Sydney and Melbourne, if there are any bookshops listening who would like to get the book, I'd be delighted, because I think there are a lot of people in Sydney and Melbourne who would like to access the book and prefer not to order online, but you can get it from Amazon. Any bookshop can find it in their system. So I think if anyone goes in and asks, they should be able to order it for them.
Linda Peak tgħidilna li twildet l-Ingilterra, inaqdet ma' l-uffiċċju ta' l-affarijiet barranin, hemmhekk iltaqat ma' diplomatiku iż-żewġu u f'erbejn sena karriera ma' żewġa kważi daret id-dinja. Issa issettiljaw Canberra għandhom tlett tfal u sitt nepputijiet. Għandha n-negozju tagħha fl-maniġjar ta' frott u ikel ifriżat li jinġab minn diversi pajjiżi l-Awstralja. Għandha blog tal-ikel b'riċetti ħfief u ta' malajr. Il-ktieb Malta A Childhood Under Siege kien imniedi f'Canberra u f'Sydney u kien mill-uħ tajjeb ħafna mill-komunità Maltija. Il-ktieb jista' jinxtara minn Amazon u pjattaformi oħra online. tistaw tistaqsu għalih ukoll fil-ħwienet tal-kotba li ikunu jistaw jordnawlkom.